Capital.
Yesterday during the show, I got some bad news.
It's all right.
One of the rabbits.
Oh.
Lisa found it in its hutch.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, you stay strong you for the do. Kids because it's the kids then you've got to deal with.
Oh.
Now, let me give you this bit of advice from me, from my experience.
Go on.
Get your story straight, both of you. Lisa told him that there was a little boy who lived down the street who didn't have any pets and he was upset and crying. So what mummy and daddy decided was this little boy can have one of the rabbits for a little bit to look after it, so he's got a little pet. Mm-hmm. And that's made that little boy happy.
Lisa's done well there.
Yeah, she's done well.
Really good. What did you say?
He's dead.
Oh, no.
Get your stories straight.
Capital.
Ellie.
Hiya.
You agree with me this morning that we need to talk about pets and when they die and how parents need to get this bit of life right?
Yeah, definitely.
Your parents didn't get this bit of life right, did they?
Not at all.
Tell us how.
Basically, I came home from school, I must have been about 6 or 7, and my rabbit had died. So my dad didn't bother telling me, and he just let me play with a dead rabbit for about an hour. And my mum came home to find me kind of like making it hop along the windowsill.
And has it disturbed
you? Disturbed me?
Are you all right, though, Ellie?
Yeah, I'm still a bit touchy around rabbits, but...
Surprise!
What's the move? Right, see you in a bit.
Rob Ellis, Capital Breakfast.